Welcome to the first podcast of Autumn 2021. As we glide into the final quarter of the year, it's always a busy time for the business and a time to reflect on the year so far and to focus on the remaining targets that we have. However, most importantly, with less daylight, more rain and cold, we need to focus on preventing slips, trips and falls. And with the recent hike in energy prices, we need to focus on minimising excess energy use when safe to do so. After the news update, Sarah Murphy conducts our Dig Deep interview with Matt Baines and Steve Coles, who are both in the Operational Excellence team. October was Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and CEMEX produced some very pertinent videos of people in our business who have been affected by this disease. Hopefully, many of you saw the information and passed it on to friends and family, as early detection is key. Unfortunately, we have had some serious hand injuries recently, and so we ran a poster campaign to highlight the need to take extra care when carrying out tasks. Your hands are your most precious tool, so please look after them. A reminder was sent to all employees to get vaccinated, both against the flu and COVID, to prevent serious illness this winter. We all know that the NHS is under tremendous strain, so it's up to us all to think about how we can prevent ourselves from becoming ill. As usual, CEMEX will pay for the flu jab of a cost of up to £15 if you are not eligible for a free NHS one. Flu jabs are available from a variety of retailers, but please keep your receipt for the vaccine and the cost can then be reimbursed through payroll. Just email the receipts with your details to gb-hrcentraladmin, or one word, at cemex.com. Safety continues to be top priority at sites, with improvements highlighted at Liverpool Asphalt Plant, who have installed new safety barriers. We also announced the latest supply chain contractor health and safety award winner, who were Victor. They operate our rail terminal at Dove Holes and have displayed an excellent safety performance. We've had some wonderful examples of teams providing superb customer service this month, with positive customer feedback for the teams at Birmingham Ready Mix, Ready Mix Northern, our Humberstone Lane plant in Leicestershire, Ready Mix York, and the North East Ready Mix team. Thank you to you all for continuing to provide customers with outstanding service and a reason to come back to CEMEX time and time again. A special shout out goes to Gav Walker, Aggregates and Asphalt Transport Planner, who has received positive feedback from two Asphalt customers, both of whom mentioned how exceptional his customer service is. They highlighted that he makes the process of placing and receiving an order stress-free for them, and he's always incredibly pleasant. Well done, Gavin, for this much-deserved praise. Our dry silo mortar team have been supplying dry bagged sprayable concrete to customer Gunform for the first time ever. Alex Thomas, internal sales executive for bagged mortar, let us know the background and he said that this is something dry silo mortar hasn't supplied before and is a specialist product we've been working on perfecting. The product we're supplying is a sprayed concrete in dry form in bulk bags. We're currently supplying Gunform on two of their projects in Scotland, one in Dumfries and Galloway and the other in Inverness. Congratulations to everyone involved in bringing this product to market and clinching the contract with Gunform. Another first is from Northern Ready Mix and the technical team, who are proud to have supported the use of a groundbreaking new sustainable concrete at a construction project in Manchester. Known as Concretine, this graphene reinforced concrete is a world first material that is the result of a partnership between scientists at the University of Manchester's Graphene Engineering Innovation Centre and engineers at Nationwide. Graphene is a single atomic layer of carbon. It's the world's thinnest material, 1 million times smaller than the diameter of a single human hair. It's also believed to be one of the strongest, 200 times stronger than steel, and most conductive in existence. Its potential benefits to the construction industry are considerable. Graphene reinforced concrete uses much less cement to deliver the desired strength. As a result, it may reduce CO2 emissions by £983 per tonne, according to one estimate. Additionally, graphene concrete simultaneously improves compressive strength, flexural strength, and split tensile strength. More resilient concrete cracks less, and it resists stress. More crack-resistant concrete lasts longer and it requires less maintenance. CEMEX's technical and commercial teams worked closely with Nationwide and developers the Mayfield Partnership to combine our concrete with graphene and then supply 96 metres cubed of this for the site in Manchester, a planned entertainment venue being opened by the owners of the legendary Hacienda nightclub. With the 2021 UN Climate Change Conference, or COP26, being held in Glasgow this month, sustainability continues to be firmly in the spotlight. Globally, our 2013 carbon emissions targets, which are a key part of our goal to become net zero by 2050, were officially validated by the Science Based Target Initiative, who are the foremost authority on science-based climate action goals. This further strengthens CEMEX's commitment to lead our industry in climate action. More locally, there was a great story about our waste consumption in the UK business. In 2020, we consumed 228 times more waste in our production processes than we produced. This is great news as we continue to help solve the waste problems in the country rather than to contribute to them. Martin Casey, European Public Affairs Director, and Martin Hills, CEMEX Energy Manager, have also been helping to lead the way by taking part in some University College London research and an HSBC-sponsored webinar on the importance of the manufacturing industry reaching net zero. It is certainly an exciting future for our industry. CEMEX is also offering customers easy access to low-carbon, energy-efficient solutions by bringing together a complete range of innovation and refurbishment products and services in one place. The range is titled Buildings Made Better. It includes a wide selection of new and innovative products designed to boost energy efficiency, increase productivity and durability, offset carbon emissions and conserve water. We are showing our commitment to preserving the UK's building stock for future generations. The marine team waved a fond farewell to the Sand Heron Dredger as she sailed off to warmer climes. Her 31-year service with CEMEX came to an end as we sold her to HAC Germany, who will look to operate the ship in Kuwait. This is a great strategic outcome for our fleet and will take CEMEX Marine forwards in developing our long-term strategy. Special thanks to the team who helped to execute the sale. Dove Halls reached an impressive milestone with more than 500,000 tonnes being dispatched across the fast-track loading system. Dave Hart commented, "This has been achieved through the collaboration between the supply chain and Dove Halls Weybridge teams. Thanks specifically to Robert Bryan, Sharon Lomas and to Neil Adams for their efforts and support. The system provides benefits through improved vehicle turnaround and supports our customer service offering." The team at Salford Asphalt Plant are very happy to have received a new screen on site. It represents a large investment in the plant and is a state-of-the-art water-cooled screen designed to increase the life of the bearings, reduce servicing and therefore downtime. This type of screen is used to size aggregates on the asphalt plant and replaces the 20-year-old units that had reached the end of its useful life. Hopefully, you should all have received your ENPS email or letter to invite you to take part in the October Employee Pulse Survey. If you haven't done so already, please take a few minutes to complete it. It's really quick and easy, and it's only a pulse survey asking you if you'd recommend CEMEX as a good place to work. As usual, it is run by a third-party company, Perceptix, and is totally confidential. Please fill it in by Tuesday, the 9th of November. You don't have to be a velodrome veteran or a lycra lover to take part in CEMEX's Cycle to Work scheme. The scheme will be running again for all CEMEX employees from the 18th of October to the 12th of November. The scheme can be used towards a bike and safety equipment that you need to get out and active. Please visit www.cemexlifestyle.co.uk and search for Cycle to Work. A quick reminder to you all to be aware of CEMEX's social media policy. Please be very mindful of any comments that you make on social media platforms if they involve CEMEX, and especially avoid comments about our pricing or commercial strategies, as they could be breaches of competition law, which is a very serious matter. Additionally, please remember that posts can cause offence and are subject to laws around defamation and privacy. Remember to state clearly on your social media profiles that your views are your own and don't represent the position of CEMEX. If you have any questions about CEMEX's social media policy and guidelines, please do speak to your HR business partner. Some slightly belated congratulations to Jack Kellett, third officer at CEMEX Marine, who recently graduated with a BSc in Navigation and Maritime Science with a first class honours from Plymouth University. Well done, Jack, especially on completing the degree during COVID learning as well. Many congratulations and thank you to our long service awards so far for October, all of whom have reached 15 years with the company. Thanks go to Waldemar Damask, Deck Engineer on the Sand Fulmar, Michael Driver, Operations Manager at Attenborough, Alex Pensotti, Plant Manager at Letchworth, and Stephen Sherwood, Lab Analyst at Tilbury Cement Plant. Thank you for all your contributions over the years. And finally, special mention to our CEMEX driver for being very accommodating to our youngest customer yet. Customer Joe Booth's toddler son, aged 2 years old, had a busy day with his dad watching our mixer reverse onto the pump and then checking out the delivery tickets. He even had a cheeky sit in the cab. Then, tired out, he had a well-earned sleep in his car seat. I know how he feels some days. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this In The Mix today. I hope it provided a pleasant interlude. Sarah and I certainly enjoy recording them for you. Talking of whom, it is now time for our Dig Deep interview.
So today on the podcast, we've been joined by Steve Coles and Matt Baines. Thanks so much to both of you for joining us and talking to us about energy use and the energy campaign for this quarter. Perhaps if we could start by, if you could talk about who you are and what your role is at CEMEX. So to make things easier, shall I pass over to you first, Matt?
Thanks, Sarah. I'm Matt Baines. I'm part of the Exceed Operational Excellence team. I joined the team early this year as the systems analyst, so my role mainly comprises of looking at the data sources and compiling them in a visually friendly way. Some of the listeners to this month's podcast might be familiar with some of the Power BI dashboards we update on a monthly basis. I collect the data and put those together, and as well as that, I help the team with the development and rollout of some of the other improvement projects and initiatives we're working on.
Thanks, Matt. And how about you, Steve?
Yeah, so hi, I'm Stephen Coles. I'm also part of the Exceed Operation Excellence team. So I've joined from Aggregate Operations from November last year. So supporting business at the moment in Ready Mix and Aggregates, looking at new technologies, mainly in at the moment telemetry on the mobile equipment and on fixed plant as well.
So great to have you on the podcast. So perhaps we could start by talking about the work you are both currently doing on energy use.
So currently we're looking at different forms of energy use throughout the business. With us coming into the winter months, obviously we're looking at energy costing that, as I'm sure as everyone's aware, is going up dramatically, almost day by day at the moment. So we're producing energy reports for every individual site in the UK to look at consumption. We're also looking at out-of-hours consumption as well for the background usage. And we've got a keen eye on at the moment of the triad season that's coming fast upon us anytime in November through to about February time this year. There's a lot of work going on in the background, mainly by Matthew at the moment, who is producing new reports. So the Aggregate Operations team and the Ready Mix Operations team are already getting a new Power BI dashboard showing all their consumptions. And Matthew at the moment is working on the triad reporting system as well. So there's lots coming forward for the site personnel to to review on consumption and usage. And it's really important that we focus on those numbers, because that's where the biggest savings can be this winter, certainly with the increase in the energy costs. Going on to further things that we're doing at the moment within the team, we are producing a check-proof list at the moment. It's an energy audit that we're hoping that sites will take part in very soon to see if there's any room for improvement in LED lighting and other cost-saving measures that we can implement across the sites. At ReadyMix at the moment, that's not available in the check-proof, so we're looking at another form that we can get this check out to the team as well to complete. Furthermore than that, we're working in ideation as well. So we're putting a lot of best practices in there for the site guys to go in to see if there's something they can implement on their sites. And there's also going to be a new energy campaign that Matthew's putting together currently at the moment as well.
Just to add on to what Steve mentioned, the level of data we're collecting on a monthly basis is now being presented in a much more visually friendly way. So we're now able to look at trends and see the peaks and troughs with the energy usage. And then we can also use this to see how we can improve against previous quarters and previous years' performance. There's also been a big push on making the data we're presenting as clear and accessible as possible. I'm sure we've all been familiar with the situation of receiving a spreadsheet and then having to go in almost blind and navigate it with filters and colours and all sorts of other ways just to see the information we're looking for. So we've got a big push on making a standardised sort of visual theme across the WEM projects we're working on, so we can give our users the one-click access to the information that they need.
Thanks, both of you, for talking us through that. Obviously, we've all seen in the news recently there's been a lot about energy use and energy shortages. Why do you think this is particularly important now? What do you think the unique challenges are for some of CEMEX as a business in terms of energy use for 2021?
I think, Sarah, the challenges remain pretty consistent with previous years. I think the big change this year is the implications and the consequences with cost, particularly when we take into account the recent increases on natural gas and other fuel sources that our grid relies on. So that's, I think, going to be the real driving force behind some of the initiatives we're working on. Having a big drive to combat our background and excess energy usage that many of us are facing increases at home. So I think that's going to help change our mindset, so we can encourage everyone to think twice, perhaps before they leave site, to make sure that things that don't need to be on are all switched off.
So just to add to that, Matthew, I think also the energy consumption in the triad periods as well. So to give people an indication of what the cost rises will look like, a standard aggregate plant for an hour would cost around £78 to run in that period of time, whereas in a triad period of time, that could be up to £29,000 for the same energy consumption. In ReadyMix, you know, you're talking a typical cost of about £15 an hour is going up to nearly £6,000 an hour to run in the triad period. And obviously, our big plant at Rugby would be somewhere in the region of about £3,500. We're looking at just over £1 million for an hour. So, you know, the costs significantly go up in them periods. So it's really important that when we get the alerts that we can do anything we can as a business to try and avoid any energy consumption in them times. Obviously, we are realistic. We understand that not all the operations can stop and there's certain key things that still have to continue. So it's worth considering planning your work sometimes around the triad warnings.
Wow, that has a huge impact on costs. You mentioned about the things that the sites can consider doing. What do you want sites to do about their energy use, kind of in terms of immediately and perhaps over the next couple of months as well?
I think so. The things that the sites can do that would really help impact the consumption over this period of time would be certainly looking at timers on heating and lighting across the whole business. You know, there's lots of great examples that we've just put into the ideation tool of timers that can be where they can buy them from and the different types that are available already. Certainly looking at the reports coming out with the background usage and the triad reports, they will be produced. They have targets on there so the sites can see, you know, if they're over their target and what we can do to challenge that. And I think, you know, that, as we just said, you know, the triad message that comes out needs to be where we can actioned, because them costs will certainly hit the business, and the margin of for product being sold in that period of time certainly doesn't outweigh the cost of what it would be to buy the energy. Also, like I say earlier on, take part in the audits that are coming out, because there may be some things that you've not thought about on site, and it might prompt you to reconsider, you know, LED lighting or timers, etc. really.
If you have any great ideas, then please share any energy best practices in the ideation tool. It's a really good tool where we can share all the best practices, and hopefully some really good ideas that you can take from other people as well to share around the business.
Just to add on to what you mentioned there, Steve, the triad reports that are going to be coming out weekly. I think we're often quick to focus solely on the numbers, and they are indeed important. But I think it's sometimes difficult to lose focus on the context as to what that really looks like on a more relatable manner. So putting our background energy consumption into perspective for quarter four 2019 across the ready mix and aggregates businesses, that was enough to make 27.5 million cups of tea, or drive to the moon and back 14.5 times. So I think when you picture it in a different way and compare that to the scale of our business, it just makes it a little bit easier to understand A, the amount of energy we're using, and B, the fact that anything we can do, big or small, can really make a big difference.
Thank you. That's a lot of tea. It's probably more than we drink as a business. Obviously, you've said that there's a lot of work your team's doing to look at the energy use and to bring that down and help the sites. What support can you offer if there's any plant teams or site teams that need some help in terms of energy use?
In terms of support, obviously, all the team members are fully aware of all the projects we're doing, so we can aid and assist in pointing them in the right direction of the ideation tool so they can find some of the ideas. We are able to help and assist, you know, try and source some of the parts or lead them in the right direction where to get them from. Obviously, we can help them with the reports that come out. If people don't understand some of the figures they're looking at, we do some training sessions, you know, and the help and guide. If people want to contact us, we can start looking at the numbers and see what we can do to help them in that way.
As well as the help and guidance that Steve's mentioned there, in previous months, we've held drop-in sessions on our dashboards, and we're hoping to hold these on a more regular basis. The idea is to invite the operations team so we can take an in-depth look at the information that we've got displayed on there, and a bit more of a collaborative approach to it. And we can then also take a deep dive into a specific area that any of the members of the team have any questions or queries with.
Thanks so much, Matt and Steve, for joining me and talking all about the energy use and what we can all be doing to reduce it and keep costs down. And if anyone needs anything, they can get in touch with you. But thank you for joining.
That's it for this month's In The Mix. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. As always, you can get in touch with us on inthemix@cemex.com or visit our usual communication channels, including UK News, Yammer, and now Spark 2. Take care, and we'll speak to you soon.